A massive 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck off of Russia's east coast. The strongest quake the world has seen in more than 14 years.
Thousands evacuating ahead of the tsunami, causing mass traffic jams as Hawaiians and tourists visiting moved to higher ground. Some areas of California have also reported tsunami waves, with alerts still in effect for parts of the west coast, along with parts of Alaska.
Meteorologist Adam Klotz here with our Fox Weather Forecast. AK.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, this really scary situation, an 8.8 earthquake, that is the sixth strongest that we have ever recorded. So you see something like that, immediately you start to think about a wall of water. And really, anytime you get up to an 8 or greater, you're going to be talking about a risk for tsunamis. Now, today we have not seen that wall of water so far. Now, on the high end, these are the Hawaiian Islands. We've gotten up close to that 6-foot wave. Largely, though, most of the islands getting more like 3 to 4 foot waves.
So some record-breaking numbers there, Lee.
Yep. One of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded. Yeah, that's – I'm just waiting to hear somebody say it was because of climate change.
Because, you know, that causes earthquakes.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, if it sounds good, the left just goes
exactly.
with it.
Exactly.
You know
either,
what I mean?
Either that or it's the tariffs.
Yeah, well, no, the tariffs can cause earthquakes too, as we know.
Okay.
It's all very scientific.
Yes,
just trust the science.
Mm-hmm.
Trust the science. All right. Well, speaking of trusting the science, this is a different Trump than the last Trump.
Yes.
From 2016. And
mm-hmm.
you see this every day.
Yep.
You're going to see an absolute media freakout meltdown today and tomorrow over what Trump just did. And you're thinking, well, what thing?
Yeah. Which one?
Yeah. Okay. Politico headlined at the best. You could see the beginning of the freakout. Trump administration moves to repeal climate holy grail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to know why average energy prices over the last 4 years across the board increased by 30%, this is why. And Trump is getting it out of the way. And again, Politico calls it the climate holy grail. And what it is the finding. It's all very fake. It's just based on science. It's propaganda. But it's all very fake. The finding that greenhouse gases pose a threat to the planet and to humans and cause changes in the temperature and weather patterns. And the endangerment finding came from the Obama administration. It was issued in 2009, after which the dismantlement and destruction of America's energy supply began. People don't understand how bad this has been. When Obama did that, 40% of our energy came from coal. Today, it is 16%. And on the scale of shutdowns that are driven by this finding and the inability of coal plants to conform with the ridiculousness of it, It has dramatically decreased our energy supply. We have seen prices of energy in this country almost triple since this has gone on, since Obama did this. And it's all very fake. They don't have this in India. They don't have this in China. And so they are opening in China some kind of coal facility. It's either a coal mine, coal processing plant, coal power plant every single day. And we are getting absolutely killed because we cannot manufacture anymore. And the main reason we cannot manufacture is we cannot keep up with what India and China are doing on energy. People are not moving to these countries, their power plants, and you look at China, it's just the cheap labor. No, it's not. China doesn't have its supplies of these energy resources. They have to spend a lot of money getting them and securing them, and then they beat us on cheap labor. We can beat them on energy prices and get back in the manufacturing game, but we have to get liberals off our back to do it. And we're also going to totally lose the AI race if we don't have massive, massive power boost here. And that's what Trump is doing. They're calling it the holy grail of climate change religion. So if you strip out that finding that greenhouse gases are dangerous, you throw out like 75% of the regulations. It'd be a game changer for manufacturing here. You don't have to move your factory to India anymore and then, you know, ship the goods back. We could begin to actually get into the game and compete. And Americans don't realize this, that this is literally what is holding us back. Yes, they have cheaper labor, and that's what we're told. Oh, we can't compete, too bad, give up. Well, no, but we have much more abundant supply of these things. We can get them cheaper. We can, because they're right here, they don't have to be shipped. We can get them cheaper. We can burn them cleaner, and we can burn them cheaper. And we can do it better here. And then you don't have to ship the goods all the way back here. All of this shipping and sending of manufacturing to China and India and places like this has all been falsely created by Washington and its energy policy. And if we can undo it, the American people will learn something shocking. We can make stuff competitively with China and India, but we have to stop lying about greenhouse gases. If we can defeat this lie, and judges are going to go wild trying to stop this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that'll be the next big frontier for the progressive secularist liberal lawyers. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, the idea, and here's the worst part of it. And Democrats know this, okay? If you are going to buy your stuff from China, which is what Democrats want, if you're going to buy your stuff from India, they're going to burn it dirty, the coal that they are using.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to burn natural gas dirty. We're not. We're not going to do that. It is much better for things to be manufactured here for the climate. And by climate, I mean actual pollution, like particulate pollution, which we are really, really good at mitigating. You know, I'm talking about that haze that hangs over Chinese cities that mm-hmm. they're very famous for. That yeah. comes from the burning of coal, with no filters mm-hmm. or very little filtration. They don't care. And so when Democrats have stubbornly insisted we not burn these things and we buy stuff from people who do, yeah. it's causing more pollution. Mm-hmm. Now, look, carbon is a cycle just like water. And since the beginning of the planet, it's been going up into the atmosphere and coming back down, and up in the atmosphere and coming back down, just like water does. The amount of carbon never changes. It just cycles. It's a cycle just like water. And for the left to go to war with carbon is laughable. It will just continue to cycle. Even if we burn it, we're going to be fine. It's going to be okay. You can't create additional carbon. And it's going to cycle through the atmosphere. But we can control the particulate part of it, and we do much better than them. So what this shows you, when the left wants to limit this so people who burn it dirtier are the ones burning instead of us, that this isn't even about the environment. It's not. It's about destroying the American economic base, impoverishing the American people so that Democrats can seize means of production with the excuse we've got to control it, and they can finally destroy America and the basic Bill of Rights freedoms that come with this country and have the ascendancy of China and India. They're literally working with our enemies. So, by the way, unbelievable Senate hearing a few weeks ago. I played some of the audio for it. A lot of these climate studies that are used by our government that you're going to hear liberals whining and crying, complaining about this week. Do you know who funds them?
Who would that be, Tara?
China.
Oh, there you go.
Through our universities, China funds the studies. The studies are done. It's junk science. And then the climate activist groups take the studies and go into court and argue, hey, we can't have this energy plant. We can't have that. Who is funding the climate groups? Russia and China. Yeah. That's where the funding comes from. So this is an existential battle to defeat capitalistically mm-hmm. America's production. It has nothing to do with the climate. Trump knows it. And this is war. So good. This is a war we need to fight. We're going to have to start by educating the American people. No, climate science comes from China. They want us to stop burning this stuff so they can burn it dirty and defeat us economically. And the Democrats, unfortunately, are in partnership with them, as they always are with our worst enemies. It's very predictable. So good luck to Trump. I'm sure the judges are getting ready to stop him, but this is a battle we have to win or we will lose the AI race, and your grandkids are going to grow up in a world where the lone superpower is China. An absolute beatdown in Cincinnati, where the liberal police chief blames the victims, which is pretty much par for the course for the left. We're going to get into that in a second, but first, I want to get into this. Folks, there isn't often that I misunderstand or misassess the Democrats, what they think and what they believe. But I figured this trend in the Democrat Party of, and if you watch, I mean, you really watch the hottest, hippest people right now. A year ago, it was transgender men, transitioning to be women. Remember Kamala Harris's first stop? Presidential, in her presidential campaign was to the RuPaul Drag Race show. Hang out with men who think they're women or say they are or something. But that was, last year. Now, the hottest, hippest people are illegal immigrant violent gang members. Why? Well, because the Democrat leadership said they were, and the Democrat voters are like sheep. Hottest, hippest people are violent gang members. They are perceived to be fellow travelers. And they're loved in part because they bring the Democrat Party their voters. They human traffic, including sex trafficking, but that's not really a big deal. So I had thought that the Democrats were just brainwashed. They aren't getting real news about who ICE is deporting, and to some extent they're not. That they see these gangsters as victims. Remember when CNN tried to interview one? Get him to criticize Trump, and he's like, no, I'm not doing that. He kind of liked Trump. He just says, look, I'm doing what I got to do. He's sitting there with his gun. CNN went away disappointed, thought that they could get the cartel gang member to criticize Trump. The guy had his automatic weapon just sitting right there. And they loved him. They thought he was cool and hip and hot. They wanted to hang out with him. They want one of these on every corner. Folks, this is incredible. New poll by Harvard Harris. 48% of Democrats favor, are you ready for this? Favor blocking the deportation of convicted criminals. Now, Harvard Harris is a Democrat polling firm. It's run by Hillary Clinton's former pollster. Been with the Clintons for years. 48% of Democrats now oppose the deportation of convicted criminal illegal immigrants. So these are not people convicted of immigration violations. These are people who are illegal immigrants who have committed crimes, either in their own country or here. They want to keep them. Now, look at the overall number. 65% across the board, U.S. society. 65% oppose these lunatic Democrats going to these ICE facilities, trying to block the deportation of violent criminals, sanctuary cities trying to block the deportation of violent criminals. So that's where society as a whole is 65%. So that's a really good proxy for, honestly, you might as well ask the question, are you sane? Yes, I am. Cool. 65%. No, I'm not. Okay, you're a Democrat. 35% support keeping the violent illegal immigrant criminals, including 48% of Democrats. Folks, if you poll this in California or a lot of these liberal states, you're going to end up with majorities want the criminals. Why? They have become radicalized. Whatever Trump is for, hey, that's a violent illegal immigrant gangster. Golly, he's cool. Trump doesn't want him. I do. Do you know why? No, I don't have a brain cell that's functioning in my head. I'm a liberal. Yank my nose ring. Unbelievable. Another amazing finding in this for a Democrat polling firm, 67% of Americans believe the Biden administration's open border policies were deliberate. So that's huge. They're getting it. He wasn't confused. He wasn't drooling. He wasn't senile. And he meant to close the border on, you know, Monday, but by Thursday had forgotten. He did this on purpose, which is true. But folks, when we have nationally, across the board, 48% of Democrats want to keep even the violent illegal immigrant convicts here. This party can never get into power again. They will destroy this country. We will lose swaths of this country to violent gangs. They will infiltrate, particularly where the police are defunded. You think we've lost territory? You saw what happened in Aurora. They're just telling landlords, hey, you know, don't come back on your own property. We'll kill you and your entire family. And then they beat the manager of the property near to death and send him to deliver the message. Oh, that's going to be swaths of cities. And the Democrats won't care. We will lose territory. You want to see how bad it is? Folks, the most shocking number on this show yesterday came from Fox News. And it's one of those things that I am mind blown over. And it's this. 214 child sex offender illegal immigrants rounded up by ICE in the first 6 months of this year. 214 illegal immigrant child sex offenders rounded up by ICE in the first 6 months of this year. Oh, you thought I meant nationally? Nah, just in Texas. 214 just in Texas. That'd be shocking, wouldn't it? 214 just in Texas? Wow. There's like a army contingent of sex offenders who've come here, but it's not just in Texas. Now I'm gonna shock you some more. That was just in Houston. I'm gonna let that just sink in for a minute. Here. Last 6 months, just in Houston, Sanctuary City, ICE has picked up, with no help from them because they refuse to help. They love, child sex abuse is really just love to the Democrat. I mean, truly it is. You could see that from the UN proclamation that they should decriminalize it. Celebrate it. 12 and up. Yeah, you're old enough to have a relationship with an adult. Let's get it on. That's the Democrat. That's what they think, especially the leadership, right? So this is not a big deal to them, but to normals it is. 200, Fox News reporting, 214 illegal immigrant sex offenders picked up by ICE in just the first 6 months of the Trump presidency. What's in Greenville? Anybody know? What's in the upstate? I don't know. Henry McMaster's practically running a sanctuary state. I don't know. I'll tell you this, though. Center for Immigration Studies says there's 105,000 illegal immigrants in South Carolina. 35% of them have criminal records outside of their immigration records. They're here. They're here. Henry won't help round them up. Trump asked him in February, still pretending not to know that, despite more than 600 calls and emails from this audience. Because he loves sex offenders. I don't know. Somebody asked the governor, why you love sex offenders? Why won't you help Trump cleaned them up by deputizing our highway patrol, our deaner, all of our state offices, and opening an alligator Alcatraz here. He asked you in February. You're pretending you don't know what, because you think, do pedophiles work in the factories for your shiny shoe friends, the ones you hang out with at the ribbon cuttings? You don't want the embarrassment of deporting them? You just don't care. You're like a Democrat? I don't know. What a loser, Governor. We are such a loser. But that gives you an idea of what the Democrats let in and what is hiding in sanctuary cities like a virus, like a disease, awaiting the end of the Trump presidency so it can spill back out and infect the rest of the country. 214 illegal immigrant sex offenders rounded up by ICE just in Houston. Did you pull the Democrats? 48% want to keep them. They want them here and they want them free and they want them running around, illegal immigrant criminals. I don't know how we get this back out of the Democrat Party, folks. It's a disease. Well, the liberal left is freaking out over Sydney Sweeney. And no one understands what's actually happening here. By now, you can't possibly have missed this ad if you live on the planet. She's beautiful, happens to be white, and to look great in a pair of jeans. It's this line specifically that spun the left out in the American Eagle jeans commercial.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
Sydney Sweeney has bright genes.
Okay. Let me decode this for you. This isn't hard. Guys all over the internet are trying to explain this to everybody else. As he's saying she has great genes, they close crop in on her breasts. They don't mean genes. They're not trying to deliver, well, I'll let MSNBC explain.
The pun, good genes, activates a troubling historical associations for this country. The American eugenics movement in its prime between like 1900 and 1940 weaponized the idea of good genes just to justify white supremacists.
No, you hag. She actually is a hag. No offense. I just call it as I see it. No. It's this commercial by American Eagle Outfitters. It is a takeoff on the famous Brooke Shields commercial by Calvin Klein. If you are old enough, you remember it. I do not, but I saw it on the internet. The Nothing Comes Between Me and My Calvin's campaign, where she's jamming herself into these jeans. She clearly doesn't have any underwear on. And that was very scintillating for the time, right? Listen to the original commercial. This is a take off on.
The secret of life lies hidden in the genetic code. Genes are fundamental in determining the characteristics of an individual and passing on these characteristics to succeeding generations. Occasionally, certain conditions produce a structural change in the gene, which will bring about the process of evolution. This may occur in one or more of the following ways. Firstly, by
anyway, she's jamming herself into the genes. She's laying back, you know, jamming herself into them. And she talks about, you know, survival of the fittest is whoever has the best genes. The Sydney Sweeney ad is an homage to that. The left knows it. They do. But what they're trying to do is force an apology, break either Sydney Sweeney or American Eagle or both. Why? Okay. For the same reason, let me rewind and explain something to you. Have you noticed what's going on with advertising? You white male? Nobody in these commercials looks like you anymore, do they? You straight? Now you're not going to see that. Movies? Plenty of gay kissing. No straight kissing, though. Netflix said, hey, nobody wants to see that anymore. So we're stripping it out of romances. I'm watching romance movies now where there's not only is there not, you know, sex, there's not even any kissing. All right, well, no one wants to see heteronormativity. And have you seen commercials? Everybody is either gay or brown, which is fine. I mean, we should have some diversity, you know, whatever. But when certain groups that vote in the majority Republican are systematically cut out and never allowed to be seen in our society, now that's a problem. Where is it coming from? The actual fight here by the Democrats is over the fact that the stock price for American Eagle has gone up 16% since those ads came out. Why? Before, it would not have been allowed to go up. To understand the fundamental fight here, you got to go read this article. And then you'll understand it. You know, everything comes down to money. This does too. Wall Street Journal, September 5th, 2024. Read this article. You'll understand what's going on with Sydney Sweeney. Ford, Coors Light, and other brands retreat from gay rights index. Ah, now we're getting to it. What gay rights index? The Human Rights Campaign. Who runs that? Barack Obama's deputy campaign manager. What do you get? A rating. What do you have to do? Here's the censorship part. You have to ensconce liberal do-gooders across your company and give them final say in the advertising department. That's why everybody either looks gay, brown, or transgender in our ads. And we don't see mainstream America or even normal America or even woke culture. It's not represented in ads anymore. Why? Why would they do? You ever wonder why would they do this? This is only appeals to like, you know, 1% of the buying public because of the Human Rights Campaign. Here's how it worked. And it gave Obama and the Democrats total say. You had to put them in your hiring department. You had to turn over your hiring stats to make sure you were hiring radical liberal minorities who had no qualifications. And you were also rated for the content of your commercials. You had to show minority groups and your movies and your entertainment. It had to all be written in or you'd get a negative score. What happens to you when you get a negative score? When you don't let the Democrat Party essentially inside your company to censor all of your communications and make it look woke. What happens to you? The big liberal, Larry Fink run, Vanguard, State Street, BlackRock's, the big hedge funds don't buy your stock, even if you're killing it. Which does what? Kills your stock. Kills your stock. Now, as soon as Trump won, what happened? Well, here's Wall Street Journal again. Same article. You read it. You understand what's going on here. This is the play. When Ford scaled back its diversity initiatives, it called out one organization by name. Human Rights Campaign. That is the censorship iron fist of the Democrat Party. The automaker last week told employees it would stop providing workplace data to the gay rights lobbying group. So, folks, they were fakely remaking the culture so all you could see was woke, woke, woke. Everything. Yeah, folks, you saw the commercials. Everybody's genderless. People are genderless in movies now. There's no masculinity. There's no real femininity, all wiped away. So everyone looks like, well, Barack Obama. The soyest, most genderless president ever. It was always fake and under fear. And this is American Eagle breaking out of that mold, saying to heck with you. And then the terror for the left. Their stock was allowed to rise without Democrat Party permission. And that is why they are freaking out. So what's American Eagle doing with his ad, Sydney Sweeney? Well, it's just a good ad. But there's something else going on here, too. This is a rebellion against Democrat speech codes and specifically Barack Obama and the Human Rights Campaign. This ad would have been impossible for them to make when Joe Biden was president and the Democrats were still feared and the Human Rights Campaign was still ranking you, according to their gay, transgender rights campaign. Because they could blackball you. You could be killing it capitalistically, making a lot of money. If you got a bad ranking, you would become persona non grata to the big funds that pick up a lot of stock and kill your stock price. Listen to how the Wall Street Journal describes this. When Ford scaled back its diversity initiatives, it called out one organization by name, the Human Rights Campaign. The automaker told employees it would stop providing workplace data to the gay rights lobbying group. It's Obama's group. He was censoring these companies. It is Barack Obama. Democrats and Barack Obama are the reason none of these ads look right anymore. If you're normal, if you are feminine, if you are masculine, if you are heterosexual, you ain't in them. And that is why they are coming undone. They were forcing their sick, twisted view of humanity on advertisers. The automaker, talking about Ford, this is Wall Street Journal, told employees he would stop providing workplace data to the gay rights lobbying group run by Obama, which spent decades persuading big companies to embrace policies hospitable to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer employees and customers. Other companies dialing down diversity initiatives this summer also said they would distance themselves from the Human Rights Campaign. You know, the FBI was ensconced inside Twitter censoring. The Human Rights Campaign was the censorship arm of the Democrat Party. Other companies who, when they got rid of and fired their DEI departments, which is just Obama people, censors, minders like Baghdad Bob. Others who mentioned specifically the Human Rights Campaign when they got rid of DEI, Harley Davidson, Lowe's, Tractor Supply, Brown-Forman, Jack Daniels, Molson Coors. See how this works? All those companies ranked really well, and their advertising did not look American. It didn't look normal. It was woke. It was woke. So when Trump won and Larry Fink announced he was backing off a lot of these social credit policies, these companies said to the Democrats, we're not afraid of you anymore. Don't care. And so what you're looking at right now from American Eagle is a total rebellion against the Human Rights Campaign, which defined what you would see in advertising. And if you are not a high value Democrat voter, if you are white, you're straight, you're feminine, you're not seen. You are not allowed to be seen. You are an object of shame. And that's over. That's what this ad's about. And that's why Democrats are screaming like stuck pigs. They don't get to define the culture anymore. The culture gets to define the culture.